The government will make an initial contribution of $200,000 to the Mayoral Relief Fund to help flood-affected communities in Nelson, Tasman and Marlborough, who were hit very hard. Minister for Emergency Management, Kieran McInulty, visited Nelson yesterday. He joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. Nelson, it was hit pretty bad, and the mayor suggesting that this is going to take some years to fix. How bad did you think it was when you saw it?
Yeah, well, I was seeing things as she was seeing things. We were driving around with the incident controller, and he was pointing out various parts of the city that were most affected, parts that are underwater. Admittedly, not as bad as it was the day before, but still pretty bad. Houses still in part underwater. But what struck me was the hillsides that were just slipping away in front of our eyes, just a constant stream of mud pouring down. And that's what's of concern. As long as it keeps raining, the threat of that continuing and threatening houses will be ongoing.
And what have you been told about that? I mean, how significant, how many houses, how much of an event could that, those slips be?
Well, there were 308 houses evacuated yesterday. When we left Nelson, there was roughly half of those, almost half of those, that had been assessed, and about 20% of those had been either yellow stickered or red stickered. What is of concern is that after the initial 298 were evacuated, there was another 10 because of landslips. And then I had a report last night that an additional 30 were evacuated because of landslips. I am aware of one house that's been completely lost, and the fear is that there will be more. So I do have to say, though, that I was speaking to the police and they said that there wasn't any sign of resistance. People in Nelson understood the need for this and evacuated, and that's been across the board. There's been a small number of evacuations in each of the regions where there's heavy rain warning.
So is this still very much a civil defence emergency in parts of Nelson this morning? I mean, at the reports that you're starting to get through overnight.
Yeah, I'm actually on my way to the Monitoring, Alerting and Reporting Centre now, the 24 centre that the NEMA have operational. So I'll get an up-to-date briefing very shortly. But the most up-to-date information I have is that that threat is definitely ongoing. There's more rain predicted today. And even if that doesn't raise the rivers more, the concern is, obviously that'll be watched, of course, but the concern is very much the stability of the land and some of the hills and the residential areas.
Other parts of the country, are there other areas? We heard the West Coast looks to have escaped the worst, but we know the far north is being hit that you are worried about?
Oh, we're keeping an eye on all those areas, so Marlborough, Westland, West Coast, Buller, obviously Nelson, Tasman, Taranaki as well, and Northland. I've been in touch with most mayors over the last few days. I haven't had a chance to speak to the Taranaki mayors. I'm hoping to do that today, just to keep in touch and make sure they know that we're keeping an eye on things, and I just want to check that they're getting the support that they need. And so far, all the reports are that they are. But of course, we need to keep an eye on things. We announced the initial financial support for Nelson Tasman yesterday, but I want to make sure that if there is need elsewhere, that we are able to provide that support.
Very good. Mr. McInulty, you'll be aware, I know you've got your hands full at the moment, but politics doesn't seem to stop. There have been more allegations raised from Gaurav Sharma, both at you, both at the Prime Minister. Have you had a chance to assess those, and what is your reaction?
I've been up late, pretty late last night with weather reports, and up at 5 this morning doing the same. But I'm quite happy to speak to the allegations towards me. I absolutely reject any allegations that I was a bully towards anyone, and that's backed up by the Prime Minister and caucus. But in terms of the allegations towards other people, I'm not in a position to comment. The honest answer is my focus is on the weather at the moment.
No, I understand. Would you welcome, though, Gaurav Sharma made it very clear in the interview that we have done with him that he wants an inquiry to clear this up. Would you welcome that?
Well, that's a matter for the Prime Minister. I know my position, and I'm very firm on that, that I haven't bullied anybody, and reject the allegations that have been put towards me. In the WHIPS office, we kept meticulous records and provided all of those. The Prime Minister's seen those. Whether that warrants an investigation or not is a matter for her and not something that I'm willing to wade into.
One last question. I mean, the key allegation he made yesterday, backed up by an MP who wasn't named, he recorded them, was that despite the Prime Minister saying that the so-called earlier meeting or secret meeting, there was no predetermined decision. He argues that he's got evidence that it was predetermined, therefore the Prime Minister misled the country. You were at that meeting. Was it predetermined or not?
I was at that meeting, and that absolutely was not predetermined. As the Prime Minister has said, it was an opportunity for people to share their views frankly and freely without threat of it being leaked. But the point is that the mood of the room was very clear, but it certainly wasn't predetermined.
And you would expect, given that the Prime Minister had made it clear that this was sort of a last warning, a suspension, that Gaurav Sharma will be expelled from the caucus?
Well, that's one thing we never speculate on. We know that it's on the agenda for caucus, and the only time I'll be speaking on that is when I go into caucus.
Kieran McInerney, appreciate your time this morning.